Hey everyone, it is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, verse by verse. We are in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 14 through 27 in the NET, New English Translation. It says this, "But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the roof must not come down or go inside or take anything out of his house. The one in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing their babies in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter, for in those days there will be suffering unlike anything that has happened from the beginning of the creation that God created until now or ever will happen. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But because of the elect whom he chose, he has cut them short. Then, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe him. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect. Be careful. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arriving in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send angels and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, these are things I don't understand, just to be super honest, and probably because we're not quite there yet. But I thank you for these words of warning. I thank you that you do not leave us powerless. I thank you that you love us enough to prepare us for what is going to happen in the future. Lord, help us to be ready. The point of these verses is that we would be like the wise manager who manages his master's home well, so that when he comes back, we will not shrink back. Or we need to be like the virgins who have oil in our lamps, that we are ready and prepared. Lord, help us to take, not to take this life lightly, but to understand our responsibility as followers of you, not to just kind of think, oh, well, you know, it could happen someday, this coming back of Jesus, but that we would live prepared. We would live as if today were our last. We would live with a holy zeal to follow you no matter what is happening all around us. Lord, we pray that in those times of trial and temptation, which will come probably even today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, that we would stand firm, that we would stand on your rock, which is your truth, and we will not shrink back from going forward and naming your name and not being ashamed of you, but proud of you and proclaiming you in the streets and in the neighborhoods and in the nation and in front of rulers. Lord, we know we're just your humble servants and we want to follow you wherever you lead us. Lord, we also ask for discernment, because I know that even now there are false teachers and there are false prophets and false messiahs roaming this earth, people who claim to use your name but are leading people astray. So I pray for those listening today that we would have discernment, that we would be like the Bereans and go back to scripture and try to test everything that's being said instead of just being carried along by every wind and sea of doctrine. No, Lord, we want to know what is orthodoxy and we want to worship you correctly. We want to represent you well, and we understand that to represent you well, we have to understand you well and to understand what is the gospel and what is the narrative of sin and death and resurrection and mankind and what you're going to do. And here you have these words about what will happen in the future. Lord, help us to be wise, not unwise. Help us to face the future with joy, not with dread. Lord, help us to understand that you are powerful, that you are worthy of our praise and our affection. And help us not to treat you lightly as if you're just our chummy friend, but that you are God of the universe. You are holy, holy, holy. Help us not to treat you lightly, and forgive us if we had, because you are high and lifted up. At your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess. You are the Holy One. So we just spend the rest of this little bit of moment here revering you, worshiping you, and saying that you are great, and greater is you who are in us than he that is in the world. We rest in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, I'm just going to tell you, you're a blessing to me by listening. Thank you so much. If you want to follow along in my art journey, you can follow me at Mary DeMuth on Instagram. So instagram.com/ Mary DeMuth. And you can see some of my art there. It's not awesome. It's not going to hang in an amazing art museum somewhere, but it is heartfelt and represents my journey of Lent in 2019. So hope you enjoy that and have a great day.